Hey, how's it going? I'm going to try to describe entrepreneurship through the lens of an inventor. The process of bringing a product to market is really just a stress test and resilience. There will be a lot of setbacks and dead ends, and you just have to figure out a way to navigate around those issues and keep going. This is my invention. I'll explain how it works in a minute, but everything starts with just a rough concept. The first version doesn't have to be special. Here you can see it's rusty. There are spider webs on it. One of the leveling feet is missing. It doesn't quite look like a product that is ready to be sold. So I'll move on from the initial prototype to a more finalized product. And while it looks spectacular, it is still not quite ready for market. Conceptualizing everything on paper is one thing. Bringing it to life in physical form illuminates the product's strengths and weaknesses. So I go back to the drawing board and try to keep improving. Now, here's another prototype where it looks like there might have been a regression or I went backwards. Yes, as you seek to improve, it will give you more awareness of what is actually needed to enhance the product. In this case, I saw greater opportunity in the device if I can make the arms fold down for storage, a feature that the previous version did not have. And with this next version, I'm getting very close to finalizing the product or being able to go to market, meaning getting it to the point where it is available for purchase by consumers. By the way, I read a fairly recent article in Forbes magazine that mentioned only about 30% of inventions actually make it to the retail market. Translation: innovation is one thing, but you still have to cross the finish line. Here you can see that a scale has been affixed to the device. It has paint and looks very sleek and industrial, but I'm still technically in the prototyping stage. It's close to being final, but not quite ready for the big time. A few improvements are still required before I am ready for mass production. And this is the final version. You can see that the color changed from orange to red. There was a good reason for that, which I will reveal in a second. But now I have a screen printed scale, printed logos, everything is close to final. This piece here attaches magnetically. It is most likely the only one of its kind that functions in that manner. I have rulers printed all over this thing, both vertically and horizontally. Next, I want to give existing devices greater utility. A lot of you have seen this vertical leap testing instrument. I don't make this, it is manufactured by another company, but take note of the red color. My invention can quickly attach to this device without any tools, so the red color integrates perfectly with this popular machine known as the Vertec Jump Tester. Essentially, what you see is me starting with the end in mind, and the whole time I'm thinking about not only just, you know, different potential users of the device, but also the impact of my device on entire industries and even the companies that might be interested in acquiring my inventions down the road. And when you have options and influence, it's a good thing. This is part of what makes the process worth it. Something has to drive you to the point of greatness, to the point where setbacks and obstacles are no big deal. Now, I'm encapsulating my journey as an inventor in just a few minutes. In reality, it took about 7 years to bring the product to market. What makes my story even more incredible is all of the pain, all of the struggles was to get to what consumers see as version one. That's right, the publicly available product in this case was more like the 10th version of the product. And the journey continues, meaning I have already calculated what future versions of the product will look like, the automation, the function, mobile integration, things that can be added onto the product to give it greater utility. That's already being engineered. But if you think back to that rusty device that I showed you when I started, that represents commitment and determination. Each subsequent iteration is a story of resilience and a test of will. The act of completing the project or bringing the product to market against all odds represents excellence and greatness.
Greatness. Greatness. Greatness.
Greatness. Okay, many of you are still wondering what my invention is and how it works. The following video will explain everything.